And it leads to a very slippery slope. I mean, where does that stop? When does the what happens if the majority becomes upset with somebody else in the community of our nation and decides to tax them punitively?
How do you deal with? I mean, explain your mood and your laughter.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be
a punch drunk.
Amen.
Don't you ever get tired of the noise? Don't you ever get bored with the crowd? If they had so much to say, would they have to talk so loud? Why don't we get out of here? 'Cause I won't whisper in your ear. Hey, you, are you listening to me?
How do you deal with it? I mean, explain your mood and your laughter.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be
a punch drunk.
Tell my secrets to
9 minutes past 11 o'clock. That soundbite, that question from Steve Croft was in response to questions on the economy. And every time Croft asked him a question about the economy, Obama laughed. And here's what, I'll just repeat what my mom had to say. And I'm talking directly to you, the young president, Mr. President, because you are my president. Sometimes you act as if you don't think you're my president, that you're only president for some people and not for others, but you are my president. And as she told me, she said, you're an amazing, amazing individual. Amazing. Handsome, she said, handsome. Well, not just well-spoken, but the ability to persuade, to convince, to make people feel better. As she said, Jimmy, he gives so many people so much hope. You are spending that capital in all the wrong places. You are heading down a path that you do not need to go down. You can get those socialist things that you want without destroying the capitalist market system. But for some reason, you don't choose to. Now, I want to come to your phone calls, but one of those areas that you've decided to go into, and I emailed Ed Morrissey over at Hot Air, and he said, good luck to you today. But I told him that I would read this, and I will. One of those areas is in the area of what's very, very near and dear to my heart, if you listen to the show, is life. Life, which begins at conception. I don't know what else it could be. When the egg is fertilized, we're not waiting for a tadpole to grow or a whale. Save the whales. It's a baby. It's a baby. The miracle has begun. And to short circuit that miracle to me is, nothing short of, well, it's killing. And it also happens to be a philosophy that is held near and dear by the Catholic Church and has been held for 2,000 years, Nancy Pelosi. Every time I venture here, people say, I don't like it when you talk about this, Jim. I've had people come up to me and say, I agree with everything you talk about, Jim, but not about that. Not about that. Stay away from it. But I have to, and I will, and I'm just going to take a moment. And you have a president here who made it clear when he was in Illinois that when they tried to get some legislation through that said, you know, if you have a late term abortion, then we really have to make sure that the child is dead before you chuck him in the garbage. And the young president, then state senator, fought that. And the Mexico City law ban, that's been lifted. Funding of abortions overseas. And on it goes, Freedom of Choice Act, FOCA, which would, put the pressure on any Catholic hospital that receives federal funding to, oh, by the way, are you not performing your abortion today? Yet many Catholics nonetheless voted for, and this is a very Catholic state, highest percentage, I think, other than Rhode Island, of Catholics in the country. Yet, and this is a blue state, many Catholics voted for, Barack Obama, and one asks themselves why. Well, Denver Archbishop Charles Chaput sent a letter to the churches in his area, and I'm going to read a portion of what it is that he had to say. Having been asked to examine what November 2008 and its aftermath can teach Catholics about American culture, the state of American Catholicism and this is not going to be nice to you folks out there who are Catholic. This is not going to make you feel good. This is going to make you feel not good. Many of you, not all of you. Having been asked to examine what November 2008 and its aftermath can teach Catholics about American culture, the state of American Catholicism, and the kind of appalling discipleship necessary today, Archbishop Chaput said, November showed us that 40 years of American Catholic complacency and poor formation are bearing exactly the fruit that we should have expected. Or to put it more discreetly, the November elections confirmed a trend rather than created a new moment in American culture. Noting that there was no question about President Barack Obama's views on abortion rights, embryonic stem cell research, and other problematic issues, he commented. Some Catholics in both political parties are deeply troubled by these issues, but too many Catholics just don't care. That's the truth of it. If they cared, our political environment would be different today. If 65 million Catholics really cared about their faith and cared about what it teaches, neither political party could ignore what we believe about justice for the poor or the homeless or immigrants or the unborn child. If 65 million American Catholics really understood their faith, we wouldn't need to waste each other's time arguing about whether the legalized killing of an unborn child is somehow balanced out or excused by three other good social policies. We need to stop overcounting our numbers, our influence, our institutions, and our resources because, Catholics of America, they are not real. We can't talk about following St. Paul or converting our culture until we sober up, get honest about what we've allowed ourselves to become. We need to stop lying to each other, to ourselves, and to our God by claiming to personally oppose some homicidal evil, then allowing it to be illegal at the same time. There's nothing more empty-headed in a pluralist democracy than telling citizens to keep quiet about their beliefs. A healthy democracy requires just the opposite. If you would like to read the entire letter from Archbishop Charles Chaput, Denver Archdiocese. You may go to hotair.com and read Chaput Scold's American Catholics and the Church. And he is right on. Okay, we will take a break. When we come back, the Sound Off Sister is with us. Yikes! John, the Sound Off Sister, Kev, and Linda, I will take your phone calls. I encourage you to go to hotair.com and read the entire letter from the Archbishop. But he's right. Time to stop talking about Catholics voting as a block. Or Catholics caring about this and Catholics caring about that. Because as the Archbishop says, clearly, that ain't the case. And it goes, I think the primary responsibility lies directly not with these people, but with the Church, because they didn't teach them good. We'll be right back.